Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. In this episode, we're focusing on the critical topic of privacy and data security for listeners. Joining us today is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me again. I'm eager to discuss the important subject of privacy and data security for seniors.
How can listeners protect themselves from falling victim to these online scams?
Listeners can protect themselves from falling victim to online scams by following these tips. Be skeptical. Be cautious of unsolicited communications, requests for personal information, or offers that seem too good to be true. If something feels suspicious or too good to be true, it's likely a scam. Verify identities. Verify the identity of the sender or caller by contacting the organization directly using official contact information from their website or official documents. Do not use contact information provided in the unsolicited message. Protect personal information. Avoid sharing personal or financial information online or over the phone unless you have initiated the communication and trust the recipient. Be especially cautious of requests for sensitive information such as social security numbers, passwords, or bank account details. Use security software if indicated. Install and regularly update antivirus software, virus, or security patches on your devices and to protect yourself against malware, viruses, and other cyber attacks. Educate yourself. Stay informed about common online scams and how to recognize and avoid them. Attend cybersecurity workshops or training sessions and share information with friends and family to help them stay safe online.
These are valuable tips for listeners to protect themselves from online scams. Thank you for sharing your expertise. Why is it crucial for listeners to use secure connections when accessing the internet?
It's critical for seniors to use secure connections when accessing the internet because it helps protect their privacy, security, and sensitive information from potential threats such as hackers, identify threats, and surveillance. Secure connections such as VPNs encrypt internet traffic and route it through secure servers, making it difficult for third parties to intercept or monitor listeners' online activity.
What are virtual private networks, VPNs, and how can they benefit listeners?
Virtual private networks, VPNs, are secure networking tools that create a private and encrypted connection between the user's device and the internet, allowing them to browse the web anonymously and securely. VPNs offer several business benefits for users. Privacy protection. VPNs encrypt internet traffic, preventing internet service providers, advertisers, or hackers from tracking listeners' online activities or collecting personal information, such as browsing history, IP addresses, or location data. Security enhancements. VPNs offer an added layer of security to listeners' online connections, protecting against potential threats such as malware, phishing scams, and man-in-the-middle attacks by encrypting data transmitted over public Wi-Fi networks or unsecured internet connections. Access to restricted content. VPNs allow listeners to bypass geographical restrictions or censorship imposed by governments, organizations, or streaming services, enable them to access region-locked content, websites, or online services from any place in the world. Safe public Wi-Fi use. VPNs provide a secure way for listeners to connect to public Wi-Fi networks such as those found in cafes, airports, or libraries without risking exposure to cyber threats or unauthorized access to their device or data.
These are compelling reasons for listeners to consider using VPNs for their online activities. How can listeners get started in using VPNs, and what should they consider when choosing a VPN service?
Users can get started in using VPNs by selecting a reputable VPN service provider and following these steps. Research. Research different VPN providers and compare their features, pricing, privacy policies, and user reviews to find a VPN service that meets your needs or preferences. Installation. Download and install the chosen VPN software or app on a listener's devices, such as computers, smartphones, or tablets, and follow the setup instructions provided by the VPN provider. Configuration. Configure the VPN settings according to the listener's preferences, such as choosing a server location, enabling or disabling additional security settings, and adjusting connection settings for optimal performance. Usage. Use the VPN whenever listeners access the internet, especially when connecting to public Wi-Fi networks or accessing sensitive information or online accounts. Updates. Regularly update the VPN software or app to the latest version to ensure that users have access to the latest security features, bug fixes, and performance improvements.
Thank you for those valuable insights. Why is email encryption crucial?
Email encryption is critical for users because it helps protect the confidentiality, integrity, and privacy of their email communications by encoding the content of messages to prevent unauthorized access or interception by third parties. With email being a common communication tool for users, especially for staying in touch with family, friends, and healthcare providers, encryption adds an extra layer of security to the digital correspondent.
It's essential to prioritize the security of email communications. What are the basics of email encryption and how does it work?
Email encryption involves the use of cryptographic techniques to scramble the contents of an email message so that only the intended recipient can decipher and read it. Here's how email encryption works. Encryption. When a sender composes an email, the email content, including the subject line and message body, is encrypted using a unique encryption key. This process converts the plain text message into ciphertext, making it unreadable to anyone without the corresponding decryption key. public key cryptography. Email encryption typically utilizes public key cryptography, which involves a pair of cryptographic keys, a public key and a private key. The sender encrypts the email using the recipient's public key, which is freely available and can be shared with anybody. Only the recipient, which provides the corresponding private key, can decrypt the encrypted message. Decryption. Upon receiving the encrypted email message, the recipient uses their private key to decrypt the ciphertext, and recover the original plain text message. Since the private key is only known to the recipient, the email content remains confidential and secure during transmission.
That's a clear explanation of how email encryption works. How can listeners ensure that email communications are encrypted?
Users can ensure that their email communications are encrypted by the following steps. Choose encrypted email services. Select an email service provider or email clients that offer built-in support for email encryption, such as end-to-end encryption for secure email protocols like S/MIME or PGP. Enable encryption settings. Enable encryption settings or features provided by the chosen email service or client to encrypt outgoing email messages automatically. This ensures that sensitive information remains protected during the transmission. Share encryption keys securely. If using public key cryptography, securely exchange encryption keys with intended recipients to facilitate secure email communications. Be cautious of sharing encryption keys over unsecured channels or unknown contacts to prevent unauthorized access to encrypted messages. Verify encryption status. Confirm that email messages are encrypted before sending or receiving sensitive information by checking for the encryption indicators or security icons provided by the email service or client.
Thank you for those valuable insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It's been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.